Good evening. This is the evening edition of The Latest. The headlines: the Barbados private sector advises against another lockdown, arguing it will hurt many businesses and individuals. Hopes are dimming fast among band leaders and promoters that there will be no crop over this year. The Caribbean Public Health Agency confirms the much more contagious UK COVID-19 variant has been found in three CARICOM countries, but can't say if it's in Barbados. And internationally, nations are scrambling to secure their supplies of the COVID-19 vaccines. I'm Keith Goddard. The details just ahead.
The Evening Edition, in association with the National Insurance Scheme, more than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
NIS pensioners who wish to have their pensions lodged to a bank account are reminded to attach a copy of the bank account number and name provided on your bank statement or the bank stamp verifying those details to the lodgement form. The information regarding your bank transactions and balance is not required.
Government officials are due to update the nation this evening on the COVID-19 situation as the list of both private and state agencies hit by the virus increases and overseas reports link Barbados to the more contagious UK variant of COVID-19. As we hear from Akil Lovell, Cayman Island authorities say a sample taken from a person who arrived from Barbados was positive for the UK strain of the coronavirus.
According to a release from that country, the three samples received just over 2 weeks ago with the British variant came from travelers from the United Kingdom and Barbados. The Cayman Islands Chief Medical Officer, Dr. John Lee, noted that the confirmation was not surprising since the variant has become virulent and widespread. He encouraged citizens dealing with the travelers to remain vigilant and adhere to the infection prevention and control strategies at all times.
Meantime, Executive Director of the Caribbean Public Health Agency, Dr. Joy St. John, says while she was not at liberty to say whether or not the UK variant was in Barbados, she could only confirm that the particular strain of the virus was already in several CARICOM countries.
We have been searching for several variants. The ones of concern internationally are the UK and South Africa variant, and also CARFA has been checking on the Brazilian variant because of the issues in Brazil. So we've checked the samples for these three variants, and only the UK variant has been identified in the CARFA member states.
She added that while the South African and Brazilian variants were yet to be found in samples in this region, it was only a matter of time before they too also turned up.
The same way how the UK variant got here, the other variants can get into the Caribbean as well. We have a lot of traffic, not just tourism traffic, business traffic as well. So this is why we are tracking. We've asked our member states to send 10 samples per week each. So we are doing an ongoing review.
That's Executive Director of CARIFA, Dr. Joy St. John. Director of the Barbados Transport Authority, Ruth Holder, tells Starcom Network News their offices remain closed following the confirmation of three COVID-19 cases among the staff.
On Wednesday, we had one positive result. On Thursday the 21st, we took the entire staff and all of us got tested. We had two more positives coming from that, and today we took our second test. As a result, the administrative office is closed. The operations element is also closed off.
Mrs. Holder says that with the Transport Authority's wardens isolating, the River Bus Terminal is now being manned by police officers and private security guards, which led in part to a late opening today.
We had one or two hiccups with a few late openings on mornings. This morning was one of those instances. The officers start at 7, and unfortunately, we're there a little bit late this morning. We've made arrangements to have it open by 6 tomorrow morning, because usually we open at 5. So tomorrow morning, we've made arrangements to have it open at 6.
Players in this country's entertainment and cultural sector are becoming increasingly doubtful that there will be a crop over this year and say it would be catastrophic for many in the business. This against the background of a spike in cases and government's admission to community spread of COVID-19 in Barbados. President of the Barbados Association of Band Leaders and Masqueraders, Anthony Lane, says they remain hopeful, but the chances of having a festival this year are looking dim with each passing day. And he feels that if there's none, the impact will be huge.
Well, it'd be very catastrophic. It'd be a hard blow. Some people may not be able to come back. Some people probably will be thinking not to come back, or if they should come back. But it would be a severe blow, severe. Our executives still have to meet and talk about it, which will happen pretty soon, within another week or so. But it will be severe, very severe blow.
General Manager of Aura Experience, Rondell Jones, stresses that a large number of businesses depend on crop over and says its loss would be massive.
So some Barbies don't understand the depth of how big crop over is. It's not just a band, it's not a band ownership that, you know, see revenue. The government sees revenue, significant revenue. Small businesses see revenue. Barmen, you're talking about decking construction, you're talking about stage, you're talking about lighting, you're talking about sound. There's so many different businesses and companies that, you know, depend on tourism. These designers, producers of the costumes, some of it is done locally. So the loss is huge. And for people that depend solely on crop over, it is even more impactful. But it is just the situation it is. We can't do anything about it. You have to understand that it is a pandemic at the end of the day, and it's not just Barbados, but it's the whole world.
And against the background of that spike in COVID-19 cases, speculation is rife about whether another lockdown will be imposed in Barbados. But across the private sector, there is a view that such a move would hurt many businesses and individuals. Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Edward Clark, says while all options need to be considered, there are many negative consequences of a lockdown.
Lockdowns create very many issues for the country, for the same people who are clamoring for lockdowns right now. People that are dependent on a wage of living, we need to look at the bigger picture. My thing is to ensure that we have people doing what they need to do to protect themselves and their families. I am not a big supporter of a lockdown unless I think it is absolutely essential. If I see this thing getting totally out of hand by the end of this week, my opinion may change.
Craig Banfield of the Alliance of Owners of Public Transport notes that the public transport sector is still hurting from the impact of the first lockdown.
With the government introducing the TAP program and the buses to come in, the public service vehicle operators and owners are also feeling the pinch from that angle too as well during these times. So it is unfortunate that if another shutdown comes around, the public service vehicle operators will be struggling even more. Unfortunately, we have to look at the current situation, not only world, but also here in Barbados.
And President of the Barbados Association of Entertainers, Rudy Maloney, warns that a second lockdown could cripple the entertainment industry.
It's very difficult for the country to have another lockdown. There are a lot of people that depend on physical work, being out there making money. Take the construction sector. That's one of the sectors that people need to be physically out there. The tourism sector, the man who's selling donks and akis on the street. People being out and supporting them, hairdressers, nail techs, etc. So, you know, we have to be very careful now how we look at the overall picture when we're talking about lockdown.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has apologised to the nation after the country's death toll from coronavirus today passed 100,000.
What I can tell you is that we truly did everything we could and continue to do everything that we can to minimise loss of life and to minimise suffering in what has been a very, very difficult stage and a very, very difficult crisis for our country. And we will continue to do that, just as every government that is affected by this crisis around the world is continuing to do the same.
Meantime, the European Union warns it will tighten exports of vaccines produced there amidst a row with vaccine maker AstraZeneca over a cut in planned supplies.
The EU's health commissioner said Brussels would have to be notified before companies export vaccines out of the EU to third countries like the UK. The Pfizer jab, which is produced in Belgium, will now have to get approval from Brussels before it leaves the EU for Britain. The news comes as the EU struggles with the supply of coronavirus vaccines after a row with AstraZeneca, who temporarily cut the supply of its vaccine to the bloc by 60% after manufacturing issues.
And that report from the BBC, a recap of the headlines. The Barbados private sector advises against another lockdown, arguing it will hurt many businesses and individuals. Hopes dimming fast among band leaders and promoters that there will be a crop over this year, warning that a second cancellation would be catastrophic for those in the sector. The Caribbean Public Health Agency confirms the much more contagious UK COVID-19 variant has been found in three CARICOM countries, but can't say if it's in Barbados. And internationally, nations scramble to secure their supplies of the COVID-19 vaccines. In the evening edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good evening.
The evening edition came to you with the best wishes of the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.